Lloyd and Amazing here on The Morning Show. It's 25 past nine. Do you remember the class clown from school? I mean, maybe it was you. Possibly. While the teachers may have thought it was a bit disruptive, the class clown was usually the most entertaining thing about some lessons, and Headspace Dubbo is inviting young people to maybe indulge that side of themselves with a workshop to help develop comic writing and performance skills. It's a way of putting things to good use. Anne-Marie Hartley's the clinical leader for Headspace Dubbo, and she's popped in. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for having me. Were you
a bit of a class clown yourself?
I've had my moments, and strangely enough, as along with the young people who will be doing class clowns, the staff will also be doing the same, so hopefully we'll get to channel our energies and our...
You're in a clown.
Exactly.
So what was the idea behind doing a workshop with this sort of topic?
So class clowns have been around for some time, some 20 years, and in recent years Headspace has jumped on board because I guess it's important to have opportunities for young people to develop, you know, their comedic skills and their writing and I guess focus on the arts side as well. But I think in terms of humour and comedy, you know, it can also help with mental health.
Mm.
You know, it really does celebrate individuality. It can help build skills like confidence, you know, how to deal with anxiety. Obviously getting up in front of people and performing, and you're not sure it's going to be a hit or miss, helps to work through your anxiety. But it also, I think, starts a dialogue and creates relationships about issues in people's lives that perhaps they didn't know was happening in someone else's.
Mm.
So I think as important as the skill base of this is, the much bigger project is as important.
Mm, absolutely. Let's look at the skills part of it, though, to start with.
Mm-hmm.
What are you actually doing? How do you run this course?
Yeah, so we're actually having a professional comedian who took part in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival
mm-hmm.
Come up and provide a free workshop for 2 hours. And what we're going to do in that workshop is drama games, group activities, improv skills, look at different styles of comedy and practice some performance. From there, the young people are also going to have the opportunity to have that professional comedian as a mentor in the longer term, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and for some of these younger people who do enrol, and we'll talk about how you do that in a minute, but it'll be the first chance to actually have anyone talk about why you do things the way you do them to make people laugh. I mean, a lot of people just think it just happens, but there is a bit of skill involved sometimes.
Definitely, and I think, you know, it's so exciting for Dubbo because we haven't seen anything like this before, and there are only, say, 8 towns in Australia who have this opportunity this year.
Mm.
And I think it's important, perhaps for those young people who may be using their comedy skills and it's getting them into a bit of trouble, to channel those skills positively and, you know, develop some islands of competence where they can, you know, perhaps... start to switch things around and you know, head in a bit of a different direction.
Yeah, use things positively.
Yeah.
And I believe that if there is, you know, some real talent that is found along the way, they can actually go a bit further as well.
Yeah, so there is the opportunity of competing at the Class Clowns Nationals, which will be held at the start of next year.
Class Clowns Nationals.
Exactly, but I'm really excited to say, you know, when you have a bit of a look on the website, you can Google Class Clowns, that some of the past alumni are people like Joel Creasley, who is on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Josh Thomas, and Tom Ballard. So there's been some big names come through Class Clowns.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
So now if somebody listening this morning is thinking, oh, I've got a child or a grandchild or something this would be perfect for,
yep,
how do you actually get involved?
Yep, so you can either drop down to the Headspace office and pick up on an application form. So we're actually in 23 Church Street, so just near the rotunda.
Yep.
Feel free to hop on our Facebook and send us a message. We'll also have links there. And we've also got the Headspace website, so headspace.io.
Okay, and you know, I know you've been working with schools on this sort of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people probably know about it through school already. Is there been much interest shown already?
There has been a bit of interest, which is really good, and for different reasons, whether it's people who are generally interested in drama or comedy, or people who, you know, want to build some of those skills in self-confidence and self-esteem. So the reasons why people are putting their hand up are really varied, which is great, and that's what we want to see, as many different people coming together as possible.
Mm, excellent. So when's it actually happening, the two-hour session you talked about?
So it's going to be on the 28th of May, and it's limited to 20 people, so that the professional comedian, who are yet to get word on yet, can work more intensively with each individual.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So get your entries in, I suppose, and hopefully you'll get a chance. And this is something that Headspace is looking at doing, different things, I suppose, to help young people. Now, we know Headspace has been running in Dubbo for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing? What have you found in Dubbo?
What we've found in Dubbo is really quite exciting. I guess we've had lots of young people put their hand up and ask for help, which is really important because I guess when you're talking about things like mental health and alcohol and other drugs, young people often kind of rely on their peers for that support. So we are getting lots of young people come through the doors. We've had over 180 young people accessed since January,
wow,
which is amazing. But it is so varied. Because we're 12 to 25, it can be anything from mental health, relationships, alcohol and other drugs, issues to do with work or school. It really is down to that individual.
Mm. And so part of it is that people can just, they can literally come in off the street, or there can be referrals in process as well.
Exactly. And for those who aren't so sure if they want to access help yet, we've got a couple of options. One, they're more than welcome to just come through a walkthrough, meet the staff, have a bit of a tour, no pressure,
mm-hmm,
which we're finding a lot of young people feel more confident about seeking help after that. The other option is that there is a Headspace. So if you hop on the Headspace website, you can actually get free 24-hour phone or online counselling, and sometimes that's enough for young people to feel a bit more motivated in coming into our actual office.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to know it's doing such a good job. Headspace Dubbo in Church Street, online on Facebook and also the website. Anne-Marie, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck with the class clowns.
Yeah, thank you. might need it.
Anne-Marie Hartley, who's a clinical leader at Headspace Dubbo. Australian